morning.
Like that, yeah. Good morning. 7:48, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Hey.
Well, let's get
to it. Maybe it's the changing of the seasons. I think everybody's starting to feel a little under the weather.
You just need to change your tampon. That's what you need to do.
That too. It's supposed to get warm, too, so it's going to go back. Your body's not going to know what to do.
No, it's supposed to be like, what, 70 on Saturday?
Yeah,
that fun little up and down. We got like a
we're going to the beach on Saturday. You want to go?
Get a nice tan. It's going to be great. Speaking of that, quick, before we get to topic of the day, dude, you see that drone video of the waves? What?
Oh, man. I couldn't. Yeah. So, drove by him yesterday. Was it from yesterday?
No, I think it was from the day before.
Massive.
Dude.
Massive. I'm glad we drove by because I was like, I got up to it. I'm like, damn, dude. I don't think I've seen it like that.
Dude, it was nuts. Our buddy Todd sent me a photo from this, and that's what made me look it up. And it was a still shot of this wave crashing over the South Pier and just, or I'm sorry, the North Pier. And I mean, you couldn't see the lighthouse. You couldn't see it. Dude, just covered. Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah.
Some Lieutenant Dan weather. Yeah,
that it was, dude. Those waves were crazy. And luckily, I didn't see.
It's a storm. Hell yeah.
Didn't see any crazy, you know, kite surfers or anybody out there. Oh, that's good weather for it, man.
No. Usually, they're out there.
Yeah.
You know, typically, they're out there. I'm like, man, you wouldn't catch me.
No. Oof. No.
But yeah, the past few days.
I get a little anxious when someone steps on the wrong side of the boat and it kind of gets a little, sit down. You're rocking a boat, man. Rock the boat. Anyway, yeah, I just wonder if you saw that. If you haven't seen it, look it up because you like that drone video stuff and it's crazy. Man. It's crazy. Anyway, hey, we
got
to get.
You got guys out there surfing too, man.
Yeah.
It's just.
Hollow barrels, brah. Hollow barrels. Yeah, getting gnarly.
Dangerous to me.
Getting gnar on some sweet grindage. What? We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite, Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Get started on that new career with a great company that wants to grow with you. Great starting pay, awesome benefits. Special-Lite.com. You get to put one suggestion in God's suggestion box. What is it? Dear God.
Just one, huh?
Just one.
Slip of them.
Just one.
Well, I got more than one.
Well, go for
God,
it.
Why can't you make candy good for you? Come on.
Why, if I eat candy, will I die? Candy good for you. Yeah.
Or just any. God, everything he made that tastes good is bad for you. Why? Why is that?
Switch it around.
Why does kale got to be the superfood? That sucks.
Yeah, why can't this chili cheese dog be the superfood, all right?
You know? We're gonna go into the booze, too, kind of hand in hand. Why does booze make you feel like trash the next day?
Why does it release all these amazing endorphins and make me so happy and make plans with friends that I know I don't want to keep? And then the next day, I feel like dying. I feel like dying.
Why is there always repercussions for feeling good? You know, like...
Because we would just feel good all the time. That's why, man. That's why.
Come on.
Come on, man.
You got any suggestions?
Oh, suggestion box. Going back to yours, I thought you'd say the weenus one. I think that's, you know, hey, could we could we put a little little cover on there?
I hit my funny bone the other day, and I'm telling you, my middle finger is still tingling. it's making me nervous, man.
You might need to go to the doctor.
It's supposed to go away after a while.
I mean,
right?
Come on, man. You designed us.
I hit that thing solid on the door, man.
Do you think, I mean, according to the biblical scriptures, all right, we were created in God's image. So does that mean that Yahweh's up there, hits his elbow, and he's like, oh, God.
You know?
Which is kind of a
funny bone in heaven, is there?
He's opening the pearly gates. He hits his elbow. Damn it.
And lightning in my hand.
And when God swears, does he go, me, damn it. Me, damn it. Right on the funny bone.
He's opening and closing his hand like I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's going to hurt for a while. It's going to hurt.
You know?
Did I break that?
What was the other one? We need more support on the knee.
Yeah. Like that's the other. How about just in the body? How about, dear God, the body. Could you just upgrade it a little bit, all right?
Just a little bit, you know?
You know, like maybe make it where if I, you know, eat spicy food.
It crack when I get out of bed, you know, my whole skeleton.
Eat spicy food, I don't blow out a colon. I don't know. Maybe just hardying up the body a little bit. I think that's what I would
minor suggestion.
Yeah, minor suggestion. dear God, could you give me an inch? I don't know. How about that? We got some great answers everywhere, by the way. We got some great answers on Facebook. You get to put one suggestion in God's suggestion box. What is it? Jesse said, start over.
Start over. Hey, reset.
Hey, start over. Brandon said, stupid should be painful. I like that. Dear God, stupid should be painful. Yeah, you know, like if you do something stupid, you're being stupid. It should be painful, all right?
You know how painful this show would be? It's a pretty dumb show.
It kind of is. You know,
stupid show. You know,
like this most days
be screaming in pain. Everybody
mentally.
My God, you're torturing himself.
Let's see. Brian said, if he could make a suggestion, let me make better choices with women, please, God. How about just better choices in general for everybody? How about we just all? Yeah. Can you help us make better choices? I like that one.
What's that guy's name?
That was Brian.
Brian, hey, if you're on your like fourth marriage, just wrap it up. Just
wrap it up.
It's not, apparently it's not working out. I think
after three, they shouldn't give marriage license anymore. Be like, no, we're not. No, you're not allowed.
You're up.
Tell you what, you can hang out with this person all you want. You can hang out with this, but it's number four. You know? We will not legally bind this thing because.
And who goes to that wedding?
Yeah.
Like, isn't mom like tired of walking down the aisle after the third time? Like,
I tell you what. I will give you two wedding gifts, all right? Your first marriage and your second marriage. After that, you're not getting anything from me, all right? You're not even getting a card.
His fifth marriage. I'm like, that's amazing. How? It's actually more impressive than if he actually makes the fifth one work.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not pulling for it. I don't think it's going to happen.
The past four were just, you know.
It just took me four runs out of this. God, you think if you got to pay alimony on four past marriages? Like, man, what are you doing?
Give it up.
Just writing checks. That's all you're doing. Tamara said, skip the mosquitoes. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. How about this? Just maybe make it so they don't carry, you know, neurological diseases or things that can kill us. Okay?
No, because then they still bite you.
But you know what? Okay, they're out there. They feed other animals. Like, I get it. Okay? You know, like, there's birds
are... Yeah, but God can take care of that. It can do something else that takes care of that.
Just get them out.
Just get them out.
All right, that's
fair. You're right. She's right.
All right. Let's see. Bobby said, dear God, more snow and less cold. Need good snowmobiling conditions. That's a good answer. I like that. You know, nothing too serious.
Do a quick rant on the snowmobile.
Sure. Go for it.
Is it really that much fun?
Oh, man. When's the last time you were on a snowmobile?
7 years ago.
It really is that much fun to me, man. It is.
Is it?
Dude, I almost bought a snowmobile the other day. All right. I'm not joking.
Hear me out on this. Expensive, right? Correct.
Very much so. Yeah.
Very expensive. Not always guaranteed snow. Period.
Sometimes it just doesn't snow. Yeah. Yeah. Down here for sure. Like, that's been the hard part on me pulling the trigger. Well, that and Kiki possibly leaving me if I buy one more stupid toy. Number three, real quick. Yeah.
Power lines.
What?
Power? I don't know. They power lines. I don't know. I feel like every snowmobiler hits a power line at some point in their life. You know what I'm saying? The one that keeps the telephone poles up. Like, it terrifies me.
Oh, just getting chopped. Okay, the line that holds the pole up or runs it down.
Yeah, people getting clotheslined and getting their noggin knocked off.
Yeah. You don't want a final destination on a power line.
So this is what I'm comparing it to.
Yeah.
If you love the snowmobile, why don't you get a jet ski? You're guaranteed water. Every year, every single year, there's water out there for sure.
I think there's something about getting bundled up and the beauty of the snow.
You don't have to put on like 9 layers of clothes.
And see, you get one of those nice snowmobiles with like the heated hand grips and the heated seat and everything.
Yeah, but you're not warm. You're not sitting there extremely comfortable.
God, you're such a baby when it comes to this.
I'm just saying. I'm comparing it to other hobbies. I'm like, if I'm going to get a snowmobile, why wouldn't I get a jet ski?
As far as like hobby vehicles, it's probably the least productive one unless you live, you know, way up north, you know, or where you
That's
know.
That's what I'm saying. Like most people with snowmobiles are like, man, we got to go like 5 hours up north every time we use them.
Everybody's like, man, I've been thinking about selling it. We just haven't had good. But see, then you have a good snow like last year. And actually, even the year before wasn't bad. You have a good snow down here. And it's like, hell yeah, whip them out.
And here's another thing. And I get why people like it on this end. But for me, like, it's too terrifying. It's too fast.
Really?
Anytime I've been on a snowmobile, I'm like, dude, get me off. I'm good. See, there's no reason I need to go 100 miles an hour over.
It's because you're close to the ground. That's the big thing. And, but the good news is, if you wipe out, you're already on nice something nice and cold.
Oh, so I don't think it's nice and fluffy.
No, at least you got ice on it right away, all right?
I'd rather skip off the water, just saying.
You'd rather be like a pebble than a, I don't know what you would describe there in the
There's my snowmobile rant. Just saying. I know it's getting to be snowmobile season.
Well, I tell you what. We'll go up there. We'll rent some snowmobiles, and you and I will have a good time, all right? We'll have a good time. You just screaming the whole time. Ah! Get me off of this thing! All right, that's it. We had some other... Mosquitoes, honestly, was a big one. Mosquitoes
big answer.
Took up a lot of it, so...
Why, God, tell you why? Something.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm glad I spray for them, all right? Mosquito mops, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, it really is, oh, man.
All right.
Have to deal with them this year, that's
no,
for sure.
No, F you, mosquitoes, you sons of bitches. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.